Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Jason Philippe, Program Manager with San Bernardino County Environmental Health Services. Thank you for joining me today, Jason. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me on.
Part of your department, you're with the Environmental Health Services. What does that entail?
Well, Environmental Health Services is a division within the Department of Public Health. And the mosquito and vector control program provides services within that environmental health division.
The focus today, we're going to be talking about vector control because there have been some positive indicators for West Nile virus found in the county recently. So tell us, what does vector control do?
Well, first I want to start with what a vector is. A vector is any animal other than domestic animals that are capable of causing human discomfort or injury. So with that said, the County Vector Control Program provides services to reduce the chance of any vector, bees, mosquitoes, rodents, from causing any discomfort or transmitting diseases to humans.
As I said earlier, we have had some positive indicators for West Nile virus in the county this season. What are those positive indicators?
Well, we have had positive indicators in several areas in the areas that we serve. And well, what those indicators mean is that there is an elevated risk of people to contracting West Nile virus, and they should take certain precautions to protect themselves.
What were those positive indicators?
We have a few different ways that we detect West Nile virus. One is through trapping mosquitoes and having those mosquitoes tested for West Nile virus. Another is we have a dead bird collection program where dead birds are collected and tested for the virus. And the third is sentinel chickens. We have small flocks of chickens placed throughout the county. And don't worry, the chickens are not harmed by the virus, but they do go positive for it. So we can take samples from the chicken and determine if they have the virus as well.
Okay, now how do the birds contract it? I'm sure they contract it through the mosquitoes, but is the West Nile virus deadly to the birds?
The birds, crows and ravens, they get the virus from the bite of an infected mosquito, and West Nile has adverse effects on crows and ravens, so typically they will die from the bite.
And I just received a press release from the Department of Public Health that they just received a positive indication of West Nile virus from a crow found in Yucaipa.
That is correct. We just received test results from a dead crow in the Yucaipa area, so we wanted to notify the public so they can take some measures to protect themselves.
And what other places have you had positive indicators for West Nile virus?
We have had positive indicators amongst mosquitoes, sentinel chickens, and dead birds in the San Bernardino, Rialto, Fontana, Redlands, Loma Linda, Colton, and now the Yucaipa area. So you can see that West Nile virus is establishing itself pretty well this summer season.
Now, is this worse than it has been in the past?
I would call this an average year. Now, with that said, I don't want people to think they don't need to take precautions to stay safe, but this is something that happens in San Bernardino and Southern California, so it's that time of year when people should make sure that they are staying safe.
Now, is there kind of an ebb and flow to West Nile virus where it gets worse during certain times of the year?
Yes, there is. The summer season tends to be the highest incidence of the disease, and in the wintertime, those levels drop to sometimes being undetectable. So you should always take precautions when you're dealing with mosquitoes, but even more so in the warmer months.
Now, what are some of the symptoms of West Nile virus?
West Nile virus symptoms are similar to flu-like symptoms. So you can have fever, nausea, rashes. There are more complications that can develop in a small percentage of individuals that contract the disease. So if someone does feel that they have contracted West Nile virus, they should go to their medical provider.
Now, is it deadly in any circumstances?
Yes, it is at times. Unfortunately, in California, there are several people that do die every year. And part of a vector control's job is to do everything we can to keep that to an absolute minimum.
Now, I've heard about these invasive mosquitoes in California. What is all that about?
Yes, there are some invasive species. Invasive means that a species is not native to the area that they're in. And we have the Aedes aegypti mosquito that has been detected in San Bernardino County over the last 2 years. And our program's taking measures to educate the public on how to protect themselves and how to make sure that the breeding can't take place in their area. And we're taking measures also to make sure to keep these populations to a minimum.
So speaking of preventative measures, what measures is vector control taking?
Well, whenever we detect mosquitoes by performing trapping in an area, we will go to local residences and explain to individuals what's happening, things that they can do to make sure that mosquito breeding is not taking place on their property. We give them information on who to contact if there is mosquito breeding that they can't take care of, so their local vector agency can come out. We also search for mosquito breeding independently of working with property owners and abate that mosquito breeding if we do find it.
Now, what can individuals do to stay safe and to make sure that they don't get West Nile virus?
Everyone should drain or dump any standing water. So anything from a bird bath that's stagnant to a tire to a bucket that has water, make sure their swimming pools are functional and their circulation system is turned on. Avoid times outside, especially during dawn and dusk for West Nile virus mosquitoes, and that is the time that the mosquitoes are out most often. If you must go outside, apply an insect repellent that contains DEET, eucalyptus oil, Picardin, or IR-3535, and follow the manufacturer's instructions on those. Make sure you keep your doors closed as much as possible and that you have tight-fitting window screens on your windows if you're going to open them. And if you have any questions or you feel there are mosquitoes in your area and you need help with that, you can contact your local vector control agency.
Now, do the mosquito repellents work very well?
They do. If you follow the manufacturer's instructions, they will. And just take note to reapply the mosquito repellent. Sometimes that's missed as the reapplication.
Who can we contact to report a green pool or a potential mosquito breeding source?
Sure. In the San Bernardino County jurisdiction, you can contact 1-800-442-2283, and that will put you in touch with the San Bernardino County Mosquito and Vector Control Program.
Okay, why don't you give us that number again?
Sure. 1-800-442-2283.
Now, where can we go to find more information about West Nile virus and vector control in general? Do you have a hotline or somewhere where we can contact you for help?
Yes, you could contact that same phone number, or you could visit our website at www.sbcounty.gov/DEHS, as in Division Environmental Health Services.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I appreciate you having me on, and just a reminder to everybody, this is the season when West Nile virus can be contracted, so please take those measures that we've talked about today, and stay safe.
Okay, thank you very much, Jason. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome, and thanks again for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.